It was at a mass celebrated at Shield not long ago when Father Feeney was holding forth with one of his customary brilliant homilies, perhaps a little long and a little dry. And as he looked out, he saw that Michelle was fast asleep, and this peeved him. She wanted to join the Catholic Church, and she's asleep when I'm preaching, I said to myself. So I said to Alexis, "Alexis, wake Michelle up." And Alexis said, "You wake her up, you put her to sleep." The first reading is about a sleeping prophet in the making, Samuel, who hears God calling in the night, in the dark. He isn't sure it's God at first. He comes to his mentor, Eli. And little by little, Eli is able to discern, to help Samuel recognize the voice of God in his life. Most of us need that. We need people who can help us find God. Even though God is found everywhere, and even though his word is at work in us at all times in the Holy Spirit, we need one another to point to God, who is very present in his love to all of us. We're in the dark. We're asleep. And we need someone to wake us up to the presence of God. By the way, recently I was in Nashville for the Music City Bowl, and in the hotel, you had the option of hitting the wake-up button and being woken up by a country and western singer. I refrained from that. I thought it would be too much in the morning. What Samuel gets is a wake-up call from God, but he needs help to discern that call, because usually where we are is we're in the dark, and we don't, among all the voices that we're hearing all the time, sometimes it's hard to pick out the true one, the one which will lead us to life and to love. And this goes for people who are discerning a vocation, as well as everyone. Well, everyone has a vocation. You know that lay people have a vocation to live the lay state in the world, to be light and leaven for the world. And the call to serve, the call from God, comes always. I'm convinced that for the rest of our life, we're trying to discern that call. We're always being asked to go further. No matter if we're settled in our way of life, in our state of life, the challenge is to always listen for the call that brings us from where we are to where God wants us to be. God meets us where we are. God loves us as we are, but doesn't leave us there. He calls us by name. Go deeper. Go farther. And sometimes it's in the night. It's in the dark. We're not sure where he's calling us. St. John of the Cross, who was kind of the theologian of the night, had a little piece of his writing said, "It is by night that we go forward. And it is only the thirst within us that lights our way. Only our thirst lights our way down this path, which sometimes feels dark, sometimes feels like an impasse. We will go by night, our path enlightened by our thirst." So one of the things that we can do to identify the will of God is to look at what we're thirsting for. The call sometimes is a desire that God has already placed within us, so we start there. We listen for the deeper desires in life. Sebastian Moore said, "Our deepest desire is to be desired by the one we most desire." And for people of faith, that is God. But there are others we desire along the way. There are other things we desire to do, and those are clues. And we need people to help us see which clues we can trust, see what voices we're going to follow, hear God calling in the night. And just briefly, I'd just like to name two areas of darkness where I think God is trying to call us forward, not only individually, but as a church and a nation. The first reflection is prompted by this weekend in which we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Because one of the areas of darkness that covers the land is that of hatred and fear and racism and injustice. A dark web covers the land, a dark shadow. And into that darkness, God calls us by people like Dr. King and others, our contemporaries. It always amazed me how he could be a person of faith when he saw that we had to be dragged kicking and screaming into racial harmony, and we're still not there. But the miracle of his faith always came out, even though he himself was under a death threat. He would say things like this: "In spite of the tensions and uncertainties of this period of time, something profoundly meaningful is taking place. Old systems of exploitation and oppression are passing away. New systems of justice and equality are being born. In a real sense, this is a great time to be alive. Therefore, I do not get discouraged about the future. Granted that the easygoing optimism of yesterday is impossible. Granted that we face a world crisis which leads us standing so often amid the surging murmur of life's restless sea. But every crisis has both its dangers and its opportunities. It can spell either salvation or doom. In a dark, confused world, the kingdom of God may yet reign in the hearts of people." In a dark, confused world, the call continues to come to us to be hopeful and in our own corner of the world bring about racial harmony through the gift of love. The second area that has been in our news for a number of months now is the whole area of sexuality and how it's used sometimes as a weapon of hurt and oppression. The second reading talks about the dignity of the human person and the dignity of the human body, that we were made for immortality, not immorality. So in the darkness which covers that dignity of the human person and the human body comes the call to lead good lives, personally, in our church, and in our society. To hear the call that comes to us to be who we are, images of God, and recognize that in one another. We go beyond hashtags and slogans and mottos to real conversion, because hashtags and mottos will pass away, but God's word will not, which calls us in the darkness into light. We need conversion, all of us, in this and other areas. The readings today are a wake-up call to us, a call to follow Jesus. And he asks us, what is your desire? What are you looking for? Where do you stay? Is the response. We want to spend time with you. Come, and you will see. You will begin to see even in the dark. I will give you vision to see in the darkness of your time and have hope and be able to lead people forward to the reign of God. All you have to do is show up. Here I am, Lord. All you have to do is listen. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. All you have to do is act according to God's will, Speak, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will.